Hey, if you haven't heard about WebmasterRadio.fm's mobile app for iPhone and Android, you gotta listen up. This is amazing. You can now get not just CEO Coach, but every Webmaster Radio show on your mobile device. Go to iTunes to download or the Android app stores. You can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on our new mobile app. Hope to see you there.
WebmasterRadio.fm presents a show custom built to give you everything you need to build your business on the web. WebmasterRadio.fm presents CEO Coach. From funding to finance, set up to staffing, our CEO coaches break down the art of business development from the ground up. Now here to get you started are the experts of online business startup, management, and development, the founders of Outlines Venture Group, Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy.
Welcome to CEO Coach. This is Jillian Music with Ann Kennedy. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Jillian. How are you today?
I'm great. I've got a new project. We're going to get one more company into our portfolio at Outlines Venture Group. This one's going to be what I call the Times Square project. And we won't tell everybody all about it yet and so on. We can do that another time when it's all ready. But here's my problem. I've got to manage the IT portion of what's going here because, as you know, we lean in deeply with startups that we think are scalable and going to serve good need for the world here. And I do think that this is one of them. That's great. And I know you've decided to do it too, but I know project management and accountability. Help me out and help everybody else out here today. Tell us about it.
Well, you've hit a favorite topic with me and also kind of a raw nerve because I've done enough IT project management to understand that it requires real diligence and key areas to work in. And I would talk about three things. Otherwise, if you don't keep these three things in mind, you're going to fall in a very painful morass. IT people, fantastic, wouldn't exist without them, but they do need some eye on the ball. So what the first thing, I'll give you the 3 points and we'll go back and explain them. The first one is priority-driven scheduling. And building anything is a massive enterprise, and if you don't give it some priorities for the scheduling, it's going to make everybody feel overwhelmed and it won't get done. And frankly, programmers are engineers and they like to tinker till it's perfect. There is a saying at Facebook, done better. That's an important concept to keep in mind.
Done is better, perfect is the first takeaway. And that doesn't mean you ship right, but minimum viable product and boof.
Absolutely. For one thing, putting a minimum viable product out, they allow gather some data from people actually using it in its alpha or beta stage so you can get feedback on the direction you're taking, which is really important when you're dealing with something that is going to be used by presumably not very technical users, or even if they are technical users. You need the user feedback to help iterate the next part of the project.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah. That's true, because we design stuff thinking that we know what everybody's going to need, but then when it comes to it, not so much. So you're right. We want to get something out there and then get actual users to tell us how to finish it off, if you will.
Exactly.
Okay. What's number two?
Number two is how do you motivate your programmers, your IT department? There have been a lot of jokes around getting them going. Years ago, we used to say that the amount of cooperation you get is in an inverse relation, directly related to the amount of beer and pizza you buy them. But that's actually, yeah, right. I mean, we used to say that. I think Marshall Simmons at a Defined Search Strategy that first said that, or when he was at the New York Times. But you know what? These are people who really do care about what they do. And the question is how to get them to care about what you want them to do. And we really depend on internal mentorship and support within the organization. And that, I think, is a real key component. You don't just throw work at your IT team and say, just do it. You need to make that they are aligned with perhaps the newer ones have somebody more experienced to mentor them, that you have support within the marketing department, which is really, really important. In fact, you were telling me once about a company that actually put an IT person on the marketing team. Do you remember that company?
Yes.
Yeah, really cool idea.
Yes, I do. So I would say there's maybe a broader subject here, and what you're saying is, I mean, it almost sounds insulting, if you will, toward the engineers. And I want to make sure that our listeners, especially those engineers who may be listening in, that's not exactly the way we're looking at this. What we're saying is engineers know what they do. They do their work extremely well. Marketers know what they do. Administrators do. Executives do, and so on. But none of the above knows exactly how the other parts all come together unless leadership is in place to make sure that that happens. So again, if engineers are off building what they think they're supposed to build and focusing on what they believe is best practice and so on and so forth, and it is not right for the company, it's not their fault. It's the fault of leadership. So again, those of you who are listening in that are really in that leadership position all around, I don't know, getting the project out and driving this stuff, that's your takeaway today. It's that you have to think carefully, have I connected all of my departments so that my engineers really do know what to do? I think it's less about perhaps just motivation. I think they're extraordinarily motivated people, some of the most dedicated people on the planet, but rather that they know what they're supposed to be doing and where the big mountain is that they're trying to climb. Does that make more sense, Anne?
That makes wonderful sense, and that really leads us beautifully, I love a great segue, into our third, which is creating a collaborative sprint process within your development plan. And what does that mean? Well, collaborative, we'll start with a sprint, then we'll go to the collaborative. A sprint, for those of you who may not be familiar with it, is basically setting up two week long sections of work. Remember, I said that building IT projects can be really overwhelming. And to break it down to two week segments of achievable goals, achievable sections of the project is what you want to do. There's a similar method called Scrum, which you can look up on the web, that is essentially the same thing. But what's really important is to bring in
Let's spell that S-C-R-U-M, right? Scrum.
Correct. Scrum.
Okay, right.
Scrum.
It's also a term that's used in, what is it,
hockey? Rugby.
Rugby, right? Rugby, right? So you might want to put, you know, minus rugby, or you might just want to say scrub development process, and you'll find out all about it. Okay, so tell us more about breaking these things into 2 week segments, Anne.
This is where the collaboration comes in, and this is where you need the leadership and the product leaders and management need to sit down with the IT people and work with them and listen carefully to them about what can be accomplished in 2 weeks in your sprint. That collaborative part is very, very important. I've always found it essential to bring in someone from the engineering side at the very beginning of a process, even at the brainstorming stage, because they need to be a part of it because of the expertise that they will bring, but also because they need to feel a part of it. The last thing you want to do is drop something on your IT department. And gosh, this happens way too many times. If somebody says, oh, we got to go do this, we got to do that. And I've had programmers and IT managers look at me and say, okay, which of the 95 things on my plate this week do you want me to put aside so I can do this? So I'm always sensitive about that prioritizing, but also about having the collaborative process, building those sprints from week to week with, or from fortnight to fortnight, with the in collaboration with your engineers.
That makes good sense. And a couple of things I'm pulling out of this. One, break a project down into 2 week segments. So rather than breaking down into constructing, I don't know, the back end database, the this, the that, the next thing, what you're saying is break it down into time. That makes all kinds of sense. I know that when we tell little children, go clean your room, they cannot, right? And we wonder, why can they not, right? The answer is it's overwhelming. And any such major project can be quickly overwhelming, even for for adults with great brain power. So break it down into segments and say, what can I accomplish in 2 weeks and what's on the critical path? We used to use Gantt charts, and those are charts, G-A-N-T, Gantt charts. Those are charts that essentially tell you what's being done on a multiple level, by different parties of a same project, and what must be done before the next thing can take place. So now you can tell where the bottlenecks are, where the stopgaps are going to be. If you don't have one completed, you can't get to two. So that makes all kinds of sense. But breaking it down to say, all right, let's just pick up all the socks here, and let's pick up all the books and put them there, and everybody find, I don't know, the pillows and put them on the bed, suddenly the room is clean. In the same way, what you have to say is, how do we break it apart into segments where everybody can get their hands on it? I do agree that that's brilliant, Anne. The second thing you talked about, though, was around collaborative process, and making sure that everybody is connected is, of course, the part of leadership. So we're going to take a break here at CEO Coach, and in this little segment, I want to talk to you about your website that promotes your business. Now, while you're busy doing what you love, you need a site that can obviously keep up. GoDaddy Web Hosting is built from the ground up, just like this show, for lightning speed, reliability, and rock-solid performance. It includes over 150 free apps like WordPress and Drupal, and it builds and manages your site. With 99.9% uptime and industry-leading load times, you never have to worry whether your site is up and running. Visit GoDaddy.com. Enter the code CEO12, that's CEO12, to get the web hosting for $1 a month, plus a free domain. It's an amazing offer. There are some limitations. See the website for details.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And we're back. Brackett, CEO Coach. We're talking today, Ann and I, about just the process of getting an IT project out the door. So Ann gave us some pretty big stuff. You talked, Ann, about priority-driven scheduling so that everybody knows what the big goal is and what the priorities are in terms of development and so on. There's always more than one project going at a time. Make sure you have things in an organized format that you can actually get stuff out the door rather than everything dragging along for 9, 10, 12, 24, and 60 months. The second one was around internal mentorship and support, around serious leadership, understanding how to get everybody on the same page, and rather more than just motivation, how to make them understand what everybody is doing in the process and how they can all support each other in getting the goal accomplished. And that would be around marketing, administrative, engineering, design, etc. And the third thing you talked about was collaborative sprint process, breaking the project down into small bits, and again, each party coming together, regardless of their department or foci, to make sure that they are all creating the same project at the same time, and nobody chooses to, I don't know, accomplish X, Y, and Z when A, B, and C needed to be done. So again, it's that kind of Gantt project process in which you're aware of what must come before the next stage can happen. And what's the next thing? Let's dig in deep.
So digging in deep is going to seem like a little bit of a contradiction here, so I'll explain. Because as you are doing the detail, the Gantt, the two-week sprints, you also have to keep the vision in view. And that, is a leadership thing. And I think that it's really great that you have brought this out, Jillian, that what we're actually doing here is talking to leaders and the importance of leadership in these in completing development projects. So you build the accountability into it using your collaborative sprint process. And at the end of the two-week sprint, you have an expectation that that will be accomplished. And if it wasn't, then you need to regroup and figure out, okay, why didn't we accomplish that sprint by now, the things on it, and what do we need to do to make sure it happens in the next one? But at the same time, you have to keep your eye on the long view of what it is you're trying to accomplish, because with any kind of detail work, it's very easy to get sort of down in the weeds and one trail or another trail. How do we use keeping our vision in view? And one of the best ways is, you mentioned just a couple of minutes ago about development projects rolling on, you know, up to, you know, 14, 16, 18, 60 months. Well, that can be a real startup killer, because the point is to get something to market so that you can begin to see revenues. And if you're not seeing revenues, you know, you can keep burning and churning through your funding. But the point is that you need to get something out into the marketplace for developing revenues, but also for getting that critical feedback that we talked about in the first segment, the user feedback that can help guide what you're building. So what I like to suggest to most companies is look for the low-hanging fruit. What's the obvious thing? What in your minimum viable product will attract users and also attract you some revenue? You know,
what defines low-hanging fruit?
I would define,
in a project, yeah.
Yeah, the things that are obvious. What is the most likely thing to appeal to your target market first? And is it a particular function that you want to do, or is it a particular group of users you want to attract? So you build something that will get you the action the most quickly.
So what you're saying is focus on traction first. Traction is the number of people who will come and use your stuff, download your app, do whatever it is you need them to do. And secondarily, perhaps it's around the amount of money. So what you're really talking about then is traction, Anne, right? This low-hanging fruit is designed by that thing that can be that can bring you the most traction. And traction can be the number of people who are going to use this website, download its app, do whatever you want them to do on the site, and possibly, and most importantly perhaps, make you money so that you can go make changes later. Does that seem like what you're talking about in terms of low-hanging fruit? fruit, how we define in a business sense what the IT project itself must accomplish, and then design what we wanted to accomplish, say, in 5 years, right? The big long-term goal, what we call the BHAG, you know, the big, hairy, audacious goal, and then break that down and say, what's my minimum viable product going to look like? What's going to bring me the most results at the very first launch?
Yeah, I think that I'm really glad you said traction, and I love the BHAG. That's a fantastic idea. But I'd like to think it's not necessarily software, but think about the iPhone. Apple did not go out to make an iPhone right away. What they made was an iPod, and that got people used to the process and the white earphones and all of that, and to going to the iTunes. And from there, they expanded into the iPhone, but they gathered a group of loyal customers with the very first product as they went. And so that's what I mean about looking for the thing that will get you traction with.
Okay. Yeah. So, Anne, yeah. Are you trying to tell me that possibly the Yo app really has something going for it? That new app that just says Yo, and whoever put all those millions of dollars down might have had a better idea, because boy, the rest of us in venture capital are sure hoping so.
No, that's a really good point. And who knows what the founders of Yo have in their long-term vision. They have not shared it with us, but at least
that's
we all get
right.
to say Yo, you know?
I have to good admit, point. I'm not one of those who downloaded. In the meantime, however, so we have a good sense, though. Minimum viable product may not look anything really like what your end goal is going to look like. And it could be as simple as, right, like today we're all talking about this little app that just says, Yo. But who knows what they have in mind for the future. And if behind closed walls people know something that we don't, there may be a lot of value in a company that can create apps around that. So I do agree, Anne. The idea is to have the long-term vision and break it down to your minimum viable product, even when your audience may not understand what's coming next.
So we were getting down deep into the actual management of this. And one thing I'd like to point out is that you need some kind of project management system. It can be something like Basecamp. There are a number of other ones on the market, or it could be something as simple as an Excel spreadsheet. But what it needs to have is accountability built into it. It needs to have not just a breakdown of the various sprints and stages of the project and who's assigned to what, but it needs to have some anticipated ETA for each assignment so that you can track and how that is going. And I think that a really good point is that everyone needs to report into that daily, into the management system.
This is pretty hard. Takeaways, really good takeaways.
Yeah.
So you're saying use either something like Basecamp or Smartsheet or even an Excel sheet, but you have to build in the following, not just the project, but the ETA that's expected to be done, the person who is going to do it, not just the department, right? And then everybody actually has to check in with daily notes saying how far along they are, or what is it they're supposed to check in with? How do they quickly and efficiently put information in there? Do they have to write a paragraph of what they accomplished? Do they have to put a percentage of how far they're done? How does it work, Anne?
Well, I'm not really fond of percentages, but that part might mostly be due to my discomfort with all things mathematical. I prefer date times. I prefer saying, okay, I am on track to deliver this on time, or I'm not, and I need some more support. I think it's clear. I'm talking about the engineers reporting in. Those are the things. I know some people like percentage. That's a very personal thing.
That makes good. Dan, as we kind of wrap up this segment, I want to make sure that people get this takeaway again. What you're saying is put the project together in the very largest sense, break it down into segments, use a project management system, have everybody log in daily with basic information around it, and so on, so everybody knows who's on, you know, first here. And then finally, make sure that as you get your minimum viable product out, whether your audience understands the end game or not, you know where you're going, and you understand that this is most likely to bring you the most traction, whether it's in people, usage, or money, before you get on to the next stage. This is Jillian Music with Ann Kennedy. We'll be right back.
More on how to get your business on the web with CEO Coach after this. InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
As a business owner, you labor for the love of it, and you don't always have time to worry about your website. With GoDaddy Managed WordPress, you don't have to. Simply create your WordPress site or migrate an existing site. GoDaddy will handle the hosting, setup, backups, and security, and keep your site running at blazing speed so you can share your passion with your customers online. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter code MANAGED to get Managed WordPress for $1 a month, plus a free domain. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended...
While some affiliate networks can give you offers, Affiliate Offers Network gives you offers that pay big. Why do affiliates work with Affiliate Offers Network? How about because they work with powerhouse CPAs like Affiliate.com? How about that affiliates get paid every Monday to kick off their work week? Plus, learn how their Green Bucket system can turn your email, display ad, social, video, or mobile impression into profitable income. Get connected today with Affiliate Offers Network. Call 312-560-0175 or visit AffiliateOffersNetwork.com.
We're back with Jillian Music and Ann Kennedy on CEO Coach, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And welcome back. We're talking with Ann Kennedy, my partner here at CEO Coach. This is Jillian Music. And as we wrap up, what are your hottest tips and kind of a little bit of a recap here so that people really know how to manage this IT project process?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is to finish up what we were talking about in the previous segment, that the when you have people reporting in on your project management system every day, and when they have on that project management system, whether it's even something as simple as an Excel spreadsheet, well, if they have anticipated dates of delivery and how far along they are in that process, you as the leader can quickly assess whether your engineers are on track, and also whether they're able to estimate their estimate their time that it will take them to do something properly, because all of that is costing you money. And so you need to be tracking. Maybe there's a third, a fourth or fifth or sixth column on your Excel spreadsheet that tracks how much it's costing you to do this and how much it will cost you to make your next move, your next iteration or your next sprint. And that would be a number that you keep for yourself.
Got it. Okay, critical stuff. Don't forget the cash flow on this thing. All right, what's your hottest tip to anybody who's suddenly been tasked with go make that thing happen?
My hottest tip is actually a very interpersonal one. Go make friends with your engineers. Go collaborate. Get them involved as early as possible. In the earliest stages, because you will need them throughout the project, and make friends with them, and then be respectful of their time, as you expect them to be respectful of your deadlines and your interest in gaining traction. But I think that's my hottest tip. It's an interpersonal, it's a leadership tip. You know,
I totally agree. Yeah. And you know what, Anne? That one spreads across all platforms into your personal relationships, your friendships, and even your children. When you tell somebody the total global picture, the pieces along that you're thinking along the way, and the why, they tend to do things a whole lot more efficiently, more frequently, and with more goodwill than when you just say, do it. I think that's brilliant.
And don't forget the beer and pizza or whatever it is they like, sushi, you know, whatever it is they like.
It's true. Remember to say thank you, in other words. And so those thank yous come in many different ways. And when people work very late, honor them. Do feed them, give them what they need, and make sure they understand that you recognize the time, effort, and brilliance that they put into your project. So good leadership skills all around, and that was really cool. You can find this show at iTunes, at Webmaster Radio, at iHeartRadio. We hope that you'll download it and share it with others. Stop by our Facebook page at facebook.com/CEO Coach Podcast. That's facebook.com/CEO Coach. PODCAST. We would love it if you'd hit the like button or something so we know you stopped by. And definitely share your thoughts there, and certainly share your questions, and we'll try to get those answered. If there are wonderful people you'd love to have us interview, pop that in there too. We'll see if we can't get them on the show. This is Jillian Music with Anne Kennedy at CEO Coach. We'll be back next week.
These kinds of things, and have rolled them out. This would just be a wake-up call. Think about it again. Make sure you discuss it again. Make sure that everybody's really getting it. There may be some things where people aren't quite catching on. This is a good time to check it out. We expect that you'll find you'll be a whole lot more profitable in 2014 and 2015 if you pay attention today.
Yeah, consider this a validation of your efforts if you've already done this homework.
Absolutely. Anne and I do workshops on this kind of thing, so we know whereof we speak. We do see the logjam move very quickly in companies, and we see the profitability come in literally a matter of weeks. So this is not months and years ahead. Go for it. This is Jillian Music with Anne Kennedy at CEO Coach. We'll be back next week. Looking forward to seeing you again. We understand that, again, folks are coming in from all over the world. You can download these shows through iTunes, through webmasterradio.fm.
And iHeartRadio.
Yes, and iHeartRadio as well. We hope you'll stop by our Facebook page at facebook.com/CEO Coach Podcast. Hit the button or something. Let us know you're out there. Pop in comments, whatever it is. If you have questions, we'd be happy to answer those on this show or even privately. We'll look forward to seeing you there. This is Jillian Music and Anne Kennedy. Till next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.